our top two guys put two tires on and maintain pace, I think I got to come put two tires on.
So two tires could be the order of the day. We'll find out in a moment. Pit road is not open. There's a safety truck that has gone to pick up that carcass from Kyle Busch's car. And right now they work on that situation right now. That is immediately at the attention of pit road. So with that being said, we'll take another lap around under caution. While we have that moment, let's check in with Steve Post.
All right, Todd Gordon speculated on what Denny Hamlin's going to do. I'm going to tell you what Denny Hamlin's going to do. Batman. That's the call. I think it looks like two tires. The reason I can say that is there's not two tires behind pit wall or within 10 yards of pit wall, but it looks like that's going to be the game plan for Denny Hamlin. Chris Wilner, how about on your end? What are you hearing?
No code words needed for Charles tonight, crew chief for Bubba Wallace. He said, we're in the game. We're going two right side tires. So no secrets being held there. We'll see if they stick with that game plan once pit road opens.
And I would be surprised if four tires rolls off pit road in the top 10. I think there's so many that come for two. You've seen two work for the 11 car. You've seen two work for the 20 car. We're only, 15 laps from, we're 13 laps to the end. I just need a short run.
So, with the lack of power steering for Denny Hamlin, getting on and off pit road and in and out of your pit box, is that a challenge?
It is. The great part is he's there by himself, so he can get through. You're allowed to drive through no more than three boxes on your way into it. He'll get over there, get angled, pointed out in his pit box, so that he doesn't have to turn the wheel a ton to get out of his box.
Well, we're about to find out what code word Batman means for Denny Hamlin. Pit road is open. The lead lap cars angle their cars towards the bottom of the banking in turns 3 and 4. Pit road is open, and here they come. Pit stops will take place at lap 255, and Denny Hamlin makes the hard cut onto the apron and onto the pit lane. Chase Elliott's in first in front of Chris.
And here's the money stop for Chase Elliott on lap 254. Call is going to be right side tires. They'd get it done. Nope, now it's going to be four tires for Chase Elliott. Meanwhile, William Byron, his teammate, is in for two right side tires. Joey Logano is in. Crew on the right side. They're working on right side tire changes as well. Candace Sunoco fuels in. He's down and away. And two tires for Bubba Wallace. So how about that? Chase Elliott going for four speed posts.
Christopher Bell is in. Two tires in. Christopher Bell is going to be first off from pit road. Bell wins the race off from pit road. Bubba Wallace goes out second. Chase Briscoe goes out third. A brutal stop for Denny Hamlin. He is a little slow on the two-tire stop. He goes out in position number 7. So Christopher Bell, Adam Stevens, the two-tire call, and they did it quicker than anybody else.
First car off pit road on four tires was Chase Elliott in P9. I was wrong, not top 10.
Well, the problem was as we saw Denny Hamlin slide to a stop, the crew went to the right side. We can see it on this side looking right at the right side of the car. They had a problem with the jack, getting under the jack peg. Maybe the jack wasn't quite set and ready to go, but that was the extra beat down there, and that's all it takes here on pit lane in the NASCAR Cup Series to give up a ton of track position.
Denny Hamlin comes off pit road 7th of the drivers that came down the pit lane, and now we are learning that two drivers will be busted for speeding. Ryan Blaney and Ty Gibbs are issued speeding penalties. That's the last thing you want here, as we're now just getting down to 11 laps to go.
If you're a Ryan Blaney fan, you're in a backup car from a practice crash. You've already got a win under your belt. You know you're going on to the next round. Blaney now busted for speeding after coming off pit road 4th. He'll come back in right now. I'm assuming they're going to go ahead and bolt on the other two fresh tires.
You're going to have to start at the back. You might as well put all four fresh ones on and work your way forward. That's the piece that, with having that win, allows you to be aggressive. Why not? He just pushed it a little bit too hard.
And that taps into one of your progressive keys to winning today, is executing on pit road. And we now see in the most important pit stop of the day, drivers and teams not checking that box.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And I feel like Jonathan Hassler and Ryan Blaney, they had that win from last week. They're free to play a little bit more risky. They did kind of got bought bit with it here. The thing I'm concerned about, Denny Hamlin has had speed. I just don't know how well he's going to be able to take a car with no power steering and maneuver it through traffic.
Well, his arms are tired right now. They've been trying to coach him through, making sure he's taking care of himself inside of the race car. Steve Post reporting he sounds winded in the car when he talks to the team. And now it's the most important time of the race. You're already out of power steering. You're probably out of juice in your arms. This is going to force Denny to dig deep and reclaim what he had. He's led 159 of the 256 laps today and looked like was going to cruise to the win. But perhaps that's gone out the window.
Behind the cut line, Bubba Wallace starting outside the front row looks like, or on the front row with Christopher Bell, would be a great move for Charles tonight to come out of here with a victory.
Bubba Wallace, he is well below, as we sit, 32 points below the cut line with one more race to go in this round of 12 for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. A win will be oh so good for that black and white United States Air Force Toyota. He is coming to the line behind race leader Christopher Bell to choose what lane to restart. Bell will go to the bottom. Bubba goes topside. Chase Briscoe goes topside. And here is Tyler Reddick. He'll go to the inside of the second row after an early race miscue on pit road.
Alex just gave you the top four and how they'll restart. William Byron will restart in position number five with Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, and Chris Buescher rounding out the top ten to pit road and Chris before the restart.
Well, we talked about the late call from Alan Gustafson to go four tires for Chase Elliott. He's calming his driver on the radio and said, I'm taking a page out of the history books. A few years ago, Martin Truex Jr. back in the 19 machine did the same exact thing, and with about 12 to 13 laps to go was able to drive his way to the field. He said, I feel like four fresh tires could be the move here to get us up there. Just be careful, get them clean, and be on attack mode for this final 11 lap run or 10 lap run to the finish. So that was the strategy call for Alan Gustafson. We'll see if it pays off as Chase Elliott will start in the ninth or the seventh spot.
His driver starts fourth row outside, a good place to make that three wide top move into turn one. We'll see what he can do with it.
But with there'll be nine laps to go when they get to the line, who is going to allow that outside lane to roll? There's going to be some blocking going on now.
Well, you think restarts have been dicey before at Kansas Speedway? Pull your belts tight because we're getting ready to get another one. Again, it's crunch time in the Hollywood Casino 400. Pace car is on pit road. Christopher Bell restarts on the inside. Bubba Wallace to the outside. They inch closer to the restart zone. They're there. Green flag is up, and Christopher Bell gets a great start. He'll pull out by almost a car length over Bubba Wallace, but here comes Bubba back to the outside, wheel to wheel for the lead.
Christopher Bell had to momentarily block a three-wide bid down low by Denny Hamlin. Here comes Bubba Wallace. He's going to roll the outside. Wallace by a nose off two.
Powerhouse move by Bubba Wallace onto the backstretch. Christopher Bell will have none of it, though. Here he comes, fighting right back to the inside.
Side by side for the race lead off turn number four. Out of the sunshine, into the shade at the front side of Kansas Speedway. Bubba Wallace topside by a nose. He'll lead this lap. Christopher Bell battles back.
Wallace with the lead, but he hasn't got him cleared. Now back comes Christopher Bell. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. Wallace in the middle. Rim riding the outside. Chase Briscoe for third.
Briscoe goes to third at the expense of Tyler Reddick in fourth, and Briscoe once more, and here he comes.
Rebel back straightaway. Carson Hocevar gets turned to the bottom of the back straightaway. He'll spin that Chevrolet all the way to the apron of the racetrack. He'll skid to a halt at the entrance of turn number three. No caution. Now, Hocevar is on the banking, and the caution flag will fly. Lap 261. The caution flag will come out. It is the eighth one of the afternoon.
Catch your breath moment here at Kansas Speedway. Seven laps to go. Christopher Bell was the race leader at the start-finish line.
Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway is proud to be your local destination for live sports wagering. Whether you're looking for a great place to eat, the hottest slot machines, or the friendliest dealers, Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway has you covered. Along with Penn Play member rewards, Hollywood Casino is your best bet before, during, and on every NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway. Hollywood Casino, Penn Play, and Kansas Speedway, a winning combination.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Timing and scoring had Christopher Bell as the race leader. Bubba Wallace is disputing that. This is going to play out in just a moment, Todd, and we'll figure it all out.
Yeah, this is one of those situations. At the time of caution, they freeze the previous loop that the cars have been to. Whoever led at that point will be the leader. NASCAR will sort this out and let those two know who was leading at the last loop.
So six laps remain. When they come to the line, it'll be five to go. Bubba Wallace temporarily posted as the leader. Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin are the rest of the top five. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Go behind the scenes and into the garages of the sport's top teams and drivers on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You know, if you win, then your problems are likely solved.
There's going to be issues with track limits in the S's, right, because they're just tight.
A normal occurrence is qualifying from 28th to 32nd. That's just something we're going to continue to keep on working on.
It's the latest information you want to know on NASCAR Hot Pass, weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
This is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now, back to the race.
Back at Kansas Speedway, some late race drama playing out in the Hollywood Casino 400. Most recently, trying to figure out who was leading when the caution flag flew. Steve Post can bring us up to speed on the chain of events that has rippled since the caution flag came out.
At the start-finish line, when they crossed the start-finish line, it was Christopher Bell leading, but the caution was out. So in that instance, it goes back to the last timing line. Adam Stevens talked to one of the NASCAR officials. They radioed to the tower, and they explained to Adam that the last timing line was at the beginning of pit road, and at that timing line, Bubba Wallace was ahead. So Adam has accepted it. He's told Christopher Bell, we're going to restart second, and we're going to run from the second spot and try to win this race.
So as during the race, when we go to caution, we freeze the field, and we go back to the last completed loop, which we, as Steve Post talked about, that's pit road entry. If this were for the checkered flag, then we would use all avenues to see time of caution where the position of cars is. That's the only time that NASCAR will go to all the video pieces to put together the finishing order. If it happens during the race, it goes to the previous loop.
Well explained here. And you know, guys, there are four laps to go as we work caution. You got to go through normal caution flag procedures. Open pit road for the lead lap cars. Open pit road for the lap down cars. Plus, you're just now getting the Carson Hocevar car on the wrecker towed down pit road to the garage area. We may be looking at overtime here.
We may be. I look at this, and I would think NASCAR will call this a quickie caution, where lap down cars and the lead lap cars have pit road open at the same time, because I don't think that we'll see a whole lot of takers here.
So I expect the one to go to be given at the start-finish line, and when they come back, that'll be with four to go. When they come back to green, that'll be three laps to go. That is, if we get the one to go indicator at the start-finish line. Now, with all that being said, let's let you know where everybody's running. Bubba Wallace is leading. Now, if he were to win this race, that is pennies from heaven. That is Santa coming early, because without a win, Bubba Wallace has to go and win at the Roval next weekend. The chum is in the water for Bubba Wallace. Can he capitalize, and can he win the race? Because if he does, he's already on to the round of eight. If not, he's got work to do. But he's leading right now. Christopher Bell is second. Chase Briscoe is third, and we're not getting the one to go. Fourth is Tyler Reddick. Fifth is Denny Hamlin. Sixth on the racetrack right now is Chase Elliott. Seventh is Kyle Larson. Shane Van Gisbergen is eighth, with William Byron ninth and Brad Keselowski in tenth.
We are going to go to overtime right now. As pit road has just opened up, cars are coming to pit lane right now. You got to go through these regular caution flag procedures. So, you know, let's dive a little bit deeper into the playoff scenario with Bubba Wallace leading. If he goes on to win this, as we run right now, the last car in is by 1 point. and it's Chase Briscoe. Joey Logano would be the first car out by 1 point as we sit right now. And, you know, Joey was involved in that multi-car crash earlier. He's rebounded to run in the 13th spot with an opportunity to get more.
And I want to add to that. It's not last car in is Chase Briscoe at plus one. Chase Elliott has had a phenomenal day. He's only plus four as we sit right now with Bubba Wallace projected as a winner. If Bubba Wallace wins, this becomes a can of worms right there around the cut line for multiple cars. It's back to the piece we had before. If Bubba doesn't win, the separation becomes a lot bigger.
So Bubba Wallace leads as the field comes out of turn number four. They will see the one to go signal. So we will be going into overtime. It will be a two-lap shootout to decide the winner of the Hollywood Casino 400. Right now, if you're curious, Alex talking about Chase Briscoe 1 point above the cut line, Joey Logano 1 point out behind Joey. Minus 22 for Ross Chastain, minus 35 for Tyler Reddick, minus 60 for Austin Cindric. So Chastain, Reddick, and Austin Cindric at this moment in must-win situations going to the Roval next weekend.
One to go. Chooses on. And Bubba Wallace will choose the bottom of the racetrack. Joe Gibbs Racing will have Christopher Bell line up to the outside of the front row. Chase Briscoe will go to his back bumper. Fourth place, Tyler Reddick, who drives for 23-11, gets behind his teammate on the inside of the front row. The next driver to choose was Denny Hamlin, a Joe Gibbs Toyota. He goes to the outside lane. So you got both 2311 cars on the bottom and three JGR cars topside for the restart.
And this literally is where push will come to shove when this green flag flies.
And we've talked a lot about if Bubba Wallace wins this. Let's not forget that Tyler Reddick is in the exact same position. Either one of these cars really need a win. We've got two guys in on the bottom of the first two rows that if they go to victory lane, it upsets everything here.
We are in overtime here in the Hollywood Casino 400. Green, white, checker. Green will go out. If there's a caution before the white flag, we'll slow them down, line them up, and do it all over again. Multiple times to do that. The green comes out. We race around. The leader takes the white flag. The next flag ends the race. Here they come, Mike, into turn number four.
Toyota has never swept the top five in a NASCAR Cup Series race. They are first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Pace car is on pit road. Here they all come for the restart zone. Green flag is up. We're back at it. Christopher Bell gets a great start. Bubba Wallace now trying to fend off the advances of Christopher Bell. They make contact going to turn one.
Bubba Wallace does not allow Bell to get clear. Here comes Briscoe three wide to the outside. Wallace by a nose. Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe to the backstretch.
Here comes the lead battle. Midpoint of the backstretch at Kansas. Christopher Bell to the outside. Oh, Chase Briscoe tried to squeeze between the two in front of him. Now he has to change lanes. In the meantime, Wallace with a fender in front.
Tight racing off turn number four. Wallace to the bottom. They're crashing behind them. Four cars involved. One car's on its side. Zane Smith rolls over. He flips wildly. Comes down on all fours on the apron of the racetrack. Caution on the speedway before the white flag was taken by the leader. You have Ty Gibbs involved in the crash. John Hunter Nemechek in it. Zane Smith slid on his driver's door on the outside wall, then flipped twice before coming to rest on all four wheels on the apron of the racetrack. Safety officials are at his race car.
Immediately on the scene to tend to Zane Smith and immediately getting a thumbs-up indicator from the safety officials. Zane Smith, Kurt, going for a wild ride and along with others in front of you.
It all started to break loose right in the middle of turn three and four toward the top side of the banking. The Ty Gibbs car went broadside and slid off of turn number four. Zane Smith then began to do his pirouettes, got airborne before, as Alex described it, he came back down, right side up. In the meantime, everything else just scattered off turn number four after that restart.
The other car involved up against the inside safer barrier is Josh Berry. So his day looks like it's going to come to an end. He gets out of his race car and walked to the care truck for the mandatory ride to the infield care center.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
At 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended. Balance due. Pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Red flag is out here at Kansas Speedway for the multi-car crash in turn number 4. Zane Smith with a wild ride got into the safer barrier in turns 3 and 4, slid the bottom of the race car, touching up against the safer barrier, driver's side door, rubbing along the racetrack before it slowed down and started to roll twice a flip for Zane Smith before coming to rest on all four tires on the apron of the racetrack. Josh Berry involved in the crash. Yeah, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got a piece of that. John Hunter Nemechek also got some of that. Before the leader got to the white flag, we're headed to double overtime. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
This is Chase Briscoe, and you're listening to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now, back to the race.
Under the red flag in the Hollywood Casino 400 after a multi-car crash in turn number 4 and overtime number 1, the rollback has been brought out for the Zane Smith car that flipped twice over in turn number 4. He has been able to climb out of the race car under his own power. The top 5 as we sit under the red flag are Bubba Wallace, Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Denny Hamlin.
Let's get the thoughts of the crew chief on the 4th place car. He's with Steve Post.
That's Billy Scott, the crew chief. Billy, I don't want to talk about this finish. I want to talk about the first two stages of this race. What a recovery for you and your team. Man, I'm telling you, you got to be proud of the recovery. I know there was challenges that got you there, but, man, what a recovery for you guys.
Yeah, there sure was. But a lot of grit, a lot of determination out of Tyler. Stayed focused all day, and we said take it one car at a time, getting back up there, and he sure has. So hopefully we can get 3 more in us.
How good is the race car right now?
Really good, but, I mean, coming down to these restarts, it's just a matter of placement where everybody else ends up and how the lines and runs shake out. So I think we've got a shot. Everybody's going to race hard for it. They know how important this win is, so just excited to watch it go down another 2 laps.
It really, truly is. You're in a situation with your 23-11 teammate. You both really, really badly need a win here. What's the dynamic there? Is it to just let the drivers do what they know they're supposed to do?
Yeah, those two work really good together, as good as any two teammates out here. So hopefully that trend can continue, and one of us can walk away with a W.
Nice recovery, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Billy Scott going to try to race and get the win here after quite the adventure here this afternoon at Kansas Speedway.
It has been. Still some racing to go as we head to double overtime. Cleanup for the wrecked race cars is about buttoned up. Problem is, Kurt Becker, as you look down from high atop the Ally Bank billboard, there's a host of safety trucks right there at your feet. What's going on?
2 safety trucks and 5 safety workers, and one of them toting a sledgehammer, and that is because the safer barrier, the steel and foam energy reduction barrier that lines the outside of turns 3 and 4, there was a piece of it that needed repair, that needed literally to be driven back down into place. So a few gentle wraps of the sledgehammer have done that at the base of the safer barrier. Thumbs up from the safety crew, and they are now leaving the scene.
Well, we've seen sledgehammers put into play on the pit lane. Now we've seen them be put into play in the middle of turns three and four in the safer barrier, the Peter Gabriel reaction, as it were.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, a tip of the cap to NASCAR and the AMR safety team to be prepared for just about any scenario. Who knew they carried a sledgehammer around in the back of the pickup truck?
Well, you know what? Got to always be prepared. Anything can and will happen at these races. And just as Kurt describes, the wailing of the sledgehammers has come to a halt. The safety teams and crews have left the middle of turns three and four. The crews have cleaned up all the wrecked race cars. Should not be too much longer before we withdraw the red and redisplay the yellow, and we venture into our second overtime.
I want to go in a bit of a different direction. Since we have an opportunity here under this red flag, there were two teams that were docked with penalties yesterday for significant infractions, messing with the splitters of their race cars, resulting in crew chiefs being ejected from the premises, loss of pit selection, loss of starting position, both starting at the back of the field, plus a stop-and-go penalty on the first lap. One was Michael McDowell's team. The other was Shane Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen, as we sit getting set for double overtime, got a lap back, has rallied up. He's running 10th right now for Shane Van Gisbergen here at Kansas Speedway.
A lot has been said about his road course racing prowess. He's got four wins of the season. They've all come on road courses. And he self-admittedly says, I've got to work on my oval racing program. So he's gone to work. He's obviously raced in some other things that he's been working on this year. And I think he's making strides forward. And today, rallying back from that adversity that Alex just mentioned, finds himself with a chance of getting a top 10 finish on an oval.
Let's pay off the other side of that. You talked about the other one being Michael McDowell. He's 14th. Both of these guys have recovered to top 15 positions. And to your point, Shane Van Gisbergen, a very talented race car driver. He's prowessed in the road courses, but he's really picking up on these ovals.
And Steve Post, Shane Van Gisbergen, trying to get better on ovals, not just in the NASCAR world. He's doing it also on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, you know, Shane has been so much fun this year. He joined us this summer at the Summer Shootout on the little quarter mile down there at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Legends car. And I'll be honest with you, the first night, man, he was in there and in that race car swatting bees. His arms were all over the place. It's a 10-race series. By round number 10, he won the race. And I've talked to Stephen Doran, his crew chief, a lot. And they said, you know, Legends cars on the quarter mile at Charlotte, Cup cars on a mile and a half track here at Kansas, it's a big difference. But all experience is good. What they really like about the Legends cars is it's aggressive. It is a little pushing and a little shoving. So are restarts in NASCAR, and that's one of the areas where I think Shane Van Gisbergen, he has improved in a lot of areas, but being a little aggressive, getting those elbows out on restarts, and boy, we're getting ready to see another lesson of that. We restart on a green-white checker, and he's running just outside of the top 10. SVG is going to have to use all those summer shootout lessons plus all the road course savvy to keep it up there in the 10th spot. So, but it has been fascinating to watch him evolve and develop as a fairly respectable oval track racer.
Let's go to the care center and Chris.
Josh Berry, the first to be checked and released here in the care center. Josh, take me through what you saw here. Closing laps, overtime restart. I know it gets chaotic, but what did you see out the windshield?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it looked like Zane and the 42 had got together. Obviously, and Zane was up on his side and just tried to go by on the bottom, and 42 spun down and clipped us in the right rear, and we, you know, wrecked. So just you know, part of being back there, you know, overtime restart, everybody's got to make up for how shit they ran all day and try to pass everybody in one corner.
That's Josh Berry. Again, I apologize for the language, but he is okay. We'll wait word with Zane Smith, who took a wild ride there under that last caution.
Again, all drivers got out of their race cars under their own power, so the red flag has just been lifted, and the field begins to refire and begin to roll away from behind the Toyota pace car.
So again, we're getting ready to go into double overtime. Let's reset the running order for you towards the top of the leaderboard. Bubba Wallace is the leader. Christopher Bell second. Chase Briscoe third. Tyler Reddick fourth. And Denny Hamlin's fifth. Kyle Larson is sixth. William Byron is seventh. Chase Elliott's eighth. Ross Chastain ninth. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 10th.
Brad Keselowski rallies back. He's 11th. Justin Haley is 12th. Chris Buescher 13th. Michael McDowell 14th. Joey Logano 15th. 16th is Todd Gilliland. Ty Dillon is 17th. Ryan Blaney, 18th. Daniel Suarez, 19th. And Eric Jones is 20th.
21st is Kyle Busch. Noah Gregson is 22nd. 23rd is Cole Custer. You've also got Ty Gibbs in 24th. Ty is the last car on the lead lap. The cars of Zane Smith, John Hunter Nemechek, and Josh Berry in 25th, 26th, and 27th are off or in the garage. One lap down in 28th is Riley Herbst. Ryan Preece, two laps down in 29th, and Alex Bowman is two laps down in 30th.
31st is Austin Dillon, 32nd Carson Hocevar, 33rd Austin Cindric, 34th is J.J. Ailey, 35th Ricky Stenhouse Jr., A.J. Allmendinger out of the race in 36th, Cody Ware out in 37.
Pit road is open. Carson Hocevar is on the pit lane. Cole Custer making a stop here, as it shouldn't be too much longer. With all the cleanup done and all the safety crews getting ready to get tucked back into their stations, shouldn't be too much longer, Alex, before we get the one to go and we're back under the green flag.
And it would be double overtime here in the Hollywood Casino 400 on a perfect day to go racing here in Kansas City, Kansas. Todd, let's kind of reset where we're at as far as the fuel strategy. The teams are on pit road on lap 255. It was a lightning quick stop for everybody, most taking two tires only. Sunoco fuel an issue at all?
I wouldn't think so. I don't expect anybody to have been full for that stop. I don't feel like they've run the end of this very full at all, but I don't think anybody was close enough on fuel to be in a challenge here. Chris Willander?
Well, Todd, I was just listening to the radio chatter with Bubba Wallace and his spotter, Freddie Kraft. Bubba, when the caution flag came out, was absolutely furious at his teammate, Tyler Reddick. He said, that can't happen. We asked him to line up behind us and give us a push. It didn't work, and I almost lost the lead. They came over the radio and calmed Bubba down. Bubba then said, did you talk to Tyler? Freddie said, their crew did. He will not do it again. They need to make sure that they close the gap and are able to get him a bigger push. So a little bit of team strategy working, but Bubba certainly relying on Tyler here for this final restart.
Yeah, well, you can rely on Tyler all you want, but Tyler's below the cut line. He needs to win, too. And Tyler was, I got to think, he's got to do what he's got to do to win as well. Same with the Joe Gibbs racing cars on the outside lane.
But these two work as teammates really well. In 23-11, I talked to Billy Scott this actually yesterday morning a fair amount about this. They work together really well. I think Tyler, it's in his best interest to help push him forward. I really feel like Christopher Bell actually just got a jump there ahead of when Tyler got to him, and that worked backwards. They'll try to work together. The best thing I can do if I'm Tyler Reddick is push Bubba out, get him and me clear, and then I can race him for it coming to the checker.
All that's well and good, but when you're sitting in an overtime situation, you're below the cut line, and a win will get you to the round of eight, are you really worried about your teammate?
Well, as you look at it, if I don't push my teammate, I'm not putting myself in a better position. The best way for him to get to a win is to push Bubba clear, because if he doesn't, Christopher Bell checks out and beats both of them.
Here comes the field through turns 3 and 4 as we will get the one to go. I see the flag furled up in the right hand of Chief Starter Shannon Bednarik. So she is set and ready to go to give the field a one to go. And the choose will happen once we get down here to the start-finish line.
So it will be double overtime in the Hollywood Casino 400. Again, Bubba Wallace is the leader. Christopher Bell second. Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Denny Hamlin. The top five starters, or restarters, as it were, as they cross the line, except that one to go. Bubba will restart on the inside. Christopher Bell on the outside. Briscoe goes topside with Bell, and they all alternate one after the other, left and right. Let's hear from Zane Smith. He's with Chris.
Good to see Zane out of the care center. Zane, one of the wildest rides we've seen at Kansas with you riding the wall. Take us through what happened from your vantage point.
I just got wrecked. Not sure if whoever it was underneath me got loose or what, but I just felt like I got absolutely just driven through and was up against the wall, and then just flipping down the track. And before that caution, we were racing inside the top 10, thought it was going to be a good day, and unfortunately, a turn of events.
Zane Smith, glad to see he's okay, guys, as we get set for the restart.
Half a lap away from a double overtime restart. It's the same lineup after the choose that we had on the first overtime restart. The two 23-11 cars, Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick on the bottom of the racetrack. Then three Joe Gibbs racing cars go topside with Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, and Denny Hamlin there. First car on the inside of row number 3, Mike, is the Chevrolet of Kyle Larson.
Christopher Bell's laying back. He's almost back, almost the second and third place cars, and he's taking his time getting up alongside Bubba Wallace. Now he finally arrives there as the pace car goes to pit road. Here they come into the restart zone. It'll be a two-lap shootout for the Hollywood Casino 400. Green flag is back up. Bubba Wallace up to the gearbox. Reddick does not push Bubba. Briscoe does not push Bell.
man-on-man for the lead in turn one.
Mano a mano into turn number one. And again, Briscoe three wide looking to pass them both. He won't get it done. It's Bubba Wallace to the lead, but Bell is not done yet.
Here's Wallace to the inside, though. Bell to the outside with Briscoe waiting to pounce. He needs more room. He goes to the top of the banking to try to find it in turn four.
Bubba Wallace in the bottom washes up the racetrack. Nearly gets into Christopher Bell. Bell might have bounced off the safer barrier. Three wide for second. Race leader takes the white flag. It's Bubba Wallace. Here comes Denny Hamlin.
Wallace all the way to the apron. Now comes up the banking. Throws a block on the boss. Bubba Wallace has the lead. Hamlin is up to second. Briscoe and Chase Elliott.
Here comes Bubba Wallace onto the back stretch for the final time this afternoon. He's got a fend off Denny Hamlin. And Hamlin comes into the corner strong. Right alongside of Wallace. Wallace makes contact with the safer barrier.
Here comes Chase Elliott. He will get into Hamlin. They sprint to the line. Checkered flag is waving. Holy cow, Chase Elliott will win the Hollywood Casino 400. What a finish. However, we will wait to see how all this plays out behind Chase Elliott, who gets the checkered flag in a come-from-behind win in Kansas.
What a finish. Chase Elliott wins it. Denny Hamlin finishes second. Christopher Bell third. Chase Briscoe fourth. Bubba Wallace ends up fifth. Mike, coming to the checkered flag, it was phenomenal.
Well, there's going to be a discussion on this one because Bubba Wallace and Denny Hamlin were wheel-to-wheel banging corner panels up and into the outside wall, and Chase Elliott just storms to the bottom of the racetrack and takes the win in Kansas. Let's go to pit road.
Pandemonium in the Hendrick Motorsports camp. Alan Gustafson, how about that? Never say never, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really bad restart the time before, and got took three wide by the 24, so yeah, he paid it back and had a huge run, and these guys obviously did us some favors on each other in the wall, but we had a great car all day. The KBB Chevy was awesome. Yeah, love it.
Congratulations. Alan Gustafson winning crew chief, Jeff Gordon celebrating here on the box as Chase Elliott wins at Kansas.
Go back to their pit stop on lap 255. They were the team that took four fresh Goodyear tires. Everybody else took only right side tires. Chase Elliott wins the Hollywood Casino 400.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Back at Kansas Speedway, it's all over in a thriller in the Hollywood Casino 400. Steve Post, Bubba Wallace was a quarter mile away from getting into the round of eight. Now he's going to have to be below the cut line with one race to go.
One crew member at a time comes over to Bubba, and they're all giving each other hugs and high fives. Bubba, describe the last lap and just your emotions, the way that one ended up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm frustrated, but man, to say we had a shot going for the win there, that's the way we started. Could have fooled me. So I appreciate the effort. Appreciate never giving up. That's what the playoffs is about. Just 110% effort all day, fighting hard, and going for the win. And I appreciate the team. They did an incredible job staying with me. Hate the Toyota didn't get in victory lane, but we'll build on that and go to the Roval.
Describe what happened from turn three to the finish line.
I got to go back and watch it.
Okay, absolutely. There's Bubba Wallace coming out of here tonight with a fifth-place finish.
So Bubba Wallace will finish fifth after getting doored by his owner in the middle of turns three and four. Chase Elliott, bold move, bottom of the racetrack, doors Denny Hamlin, takes him up, and all of this happened in the middle of turn three and four and coming off the corner to the checkered flag. And Bubba Wallace doored Christopher Bell to start with one to go. It's just great racing there at the end.
Let's hear from Christopher Bell, who came home third today.
He did, in a great battle there at the end. Christopher Bell leaves plus 44 going to the Roval. Christopher, how chaotic was that restart? And if you could do anything different, would you?
No, I mean, you never know how it's going to go. And I thought the outside, inside, really it was just a matter of who got the right push and did everything right and, you know, got run up high in turn four. And then he got run up high in turn four the next lap. So, yeah, just that's how it goes sometimes.
Plus 44, what does that do for you going to the Roval?
I mean, I'm excited about it. You know, I knew that those last couple of restarts, we were in a really good spot to you know, win in advance or have a really good points cushion. So who ran second?
Denny.
The 11 did. Yeah, so we did. JGR had a really good day. Toyota had a really good day. And move on.
All right, Christopher Bell. You can see a little bit disappointed in his voice, but a solid top five performance here for that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota driver finishing third this afternoon.
It was a good run, but absolutely disappointed. They had a car that could contend for the win. But there was a lot of chaos here in the closing laps. It took double overtime for this thing to finish. By the way, Chase Elliott's been doing burnouts down here. Got out and celebrated with the fans in a thunderous roar for the guy who has been voted by the fans most popular driver year after year. Chase Elliott takes the win.
Here is an important note about that. Chase Elliott obviously drives a Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. The last time a Chevy won was Austin Dillon at Richmond in August. Let's go back trackside to Chris.
Pole sitter Chase Briscoe finishing the fourth spot in another chaotic kind of restart, double overtime. How would you describe your day and that final restart under your vantage point?
Our day was just good. We weren't very great. Our long run speed was really good. Just we would give up so much on the short runs. So we made that way better as the race went on. But yeah, those last couple restarts are just crazy. I mean, it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like going to like a rental go-kart track with all these professional drivers. You're just beating and banging off each other and taking huge runs. And yeah, I thought I was in the catbird seat, truthfully. And then off of four, whenever Bell got put in the fence, I had to, like, all but stop, and it just ruined all my momentum. So, yeah, it's just so circumstantial in those situations. You know, one thing goes your way or doesn't go your way. It's the difference in winning and running, you know, fifth or whatever. So, yeah, crazy for us to have. I mean, I was assuming we're probably averaging a top five finish and we're only 20 points above the cut line. So, yeah, go on to the Roval and see what we can do.
That's my next question. I talked to Christopher Bell, talked about where his comfortability is being 44 up. You're 21 up. So how comfortable are you going into next week?
I mean, you can't be comfortable. I mean, I've been on the other side. I think where I was, like, way below and Larson was 32 above and he had a bad day and we knocked him out. So, yeah, you can never have enough points at the Roval. So, yeah, just it'll be crazy next week, and hopefully we can avoid all the craziness and just put ourselves into the next round.
Another top five for Chase Briscoe on the plus side of things going to the Roval.
Yeah, it really was. Just a frustrating day. Good, not great, I think is a perfect way to describe the day for Chase Briscoe here this afternoon. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by Denny Hamlin, turning a lap at 178.347 miles per hour. Congratulations from Xfinity on winning a championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Chase Elliott's having a heck of a time finding this way to victory lane. While he does that, let's hear from Denny Hamlin, who finished second.
Well, Denny Hamlin sitting outside his race car, and I can't imagine how tired those arms must be after losing power steering with about 50 laps to go as he digests things here with a runner at finish. Denny, first of all, how are you feeling? No power steering can't be fun around this place.
No, that last run was, that was it. That's all I had. I just had nothing else left in the tank, and just tired, really tired. Didn't obviously want to see the caution. And then at the end there, it's just didn't quite get low enough to allow enough gap between me and the 23. And obviously that aero spot just, you know, I turned full wheel left. I got no power steering, just trying everything I can to win a race that probably we weren't going to. And finished second.
Gritty performance for Denny Hamlin. Again, without power steering, comes home in second.
Yeah, it is. You got to give Denny some credit for running the last 40, 50 laps with no power steering, trying to fend off everybody, but came up one spot short when it mattered most.
Let's go to victory lane and Steve Post.
Chase Elliott down here getting the accolades from the crew as he picks up the win. Showers of Coca-Cola down here in Victory Lane. Wow. Chase, can you even describe the middle of the backstretch to the start-finish line? What was the last half a lap like from your perspective?
Yeah, it was chaos, really. The seas kind of parted. I didn't feel like I did anything super special. It just kept my momentum up, and that just kept lending an opportunity. You know, every corner exit that I had momentum, I felt like I had an opportunity. And, got to go on into three. I saw the 11 and the 23 shipping it off in there, and I thought, man, we might have a shot at this thing. So it worked out.
Worked out for you. The four tires at the end, I know that put you way behind in the strategy, and I know there was concern about that, but ultimately those four tires gripping probably helped you in the latter stages on that green-white checker. How did four tires help you there?
Yeah, no, they definitely did. Good job. They definitely did. You know, once it took a corner or two to get it, you know, get the tire really cleaned off good, but once I did, I could feel the grip back in it, and once I got off a two with good momentum, I thought, man, we have a lot of momentum going forward, hoping no one, you know, choked it up. And that's would have been normal, you know, but fortunately it didn't work out like that. And we were able to, wind it up enough to get around there.
Really good race here in May. Had it get away from you on pit road in the end. Is this kind of cyclical the way this sport is? You have some get away from you and some kind of fall into your lap like this, if you keep yourself in position, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's just about putting yourself in position, you know, and you know, I say it all the time. I'm sure you've heard me say it before, but just you put yourself in good positions and you will get your turn. And that's kind of how I feel about it. So a really solid weekend, top to bottom, win or no win. It was a great weekend for us. Had a good Saturday, set ourselves up for success today. And just like I mentioned just now, you know, you put yourself in a good spot, stay in contention, and you'll get your turn.
Your sense of relief going to the Roval, knowing that you don't have to count points there, you can just try to win that race.
Yeah, I'm excited about being able to jump the stages. You know, we've been in a position a lot in the past where we have to, you know, pit and stop, and it just puts you in a really tough position. So excited to get there and try to go for another win.
We shall see what happens with it. That is Chase Elliott. Jeff Gordon down here now giving his driver a big old hug in victory lane. Chase Elliott picks up the win, his 21st career win, and that moves him on to the round of eight.
Chase Elliott is celebrating the win today, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Time now to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race, presented by Xfinity. Todd, shooter's choice on this one.
It is, but I'm going to go to the guy that won it because he put the race day together the whole race. I thought Chase Elliott was up there, was down there near the cut line, part of that whole discussion, put the performance today that kind of sealed that up, and obviously the win puts him on through.
So the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Chase Elliott. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
So Chase Elliott gets the win here at Kansas. Conversely, the last time a Hendrick Motorsports car won a NASCAR Cup Series race, William Byron back at Iowa on August 3rd. So they snap a two-month losing streak. Chase Elliott walking away with a checkered flag. Denny Hamlin finishes in second with Christopher Bell in third. Chase Briscoe fourth. Bubba Wallace finished in fifth. Kyle Larson was sixth. Tyler Reddick was seventh. Brad Keselowski eighth. William Byron ninth. And Shane Van Gisbergen finished in 10th.
Ross Chastain was 11th. Todd Gilliland was 12th. Ty Dillon 13th. Michael McDowell finished 14th. Chris Buescher was 15th. Eric Jones 16th. Daniel Suarez was 17th. Justin Haley 18th. Kyle Busch 19th. And 20th was Cole Custer.
21st was Joey Logano. Riley Herbst was 22nd. Noah Gregson was 23rd. Ryan Blaney 24th. And Ty Gibbs 25th. Ryan Preece was 26th. With Austin Dillon in 27th. 28 went to Alex Bowman. 29th to Carson Hocevar. And Austin Cindric finished in 30th.
Zane Smith, after the wild crash and two flips, finishes 31st. John Hunter Nemechek will finish 32nd. Josh Berry 33rd. J.J. Yaley 34th. Fourth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was 35th, A.J. Allmendinger 36th, and Cody Ware finished 37th.
Todd, your final thoughts?
The Roval is going to be fun to watch. It definitely is. We got to see everything. We got to see cars bouncing off each other, racing all over the surface. What a great mile-and-a-half racetrack Kansas Speedway is. And looking at it going forward, Joey Logano plus 13 to the cut line. You know, the one car of Ross Chastain minus 13, the other three below that. really Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, and Austin Cindric, pretty much must win.
Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, Kansas Speedway never disappoints. There are always good races here at Kansas Speedway. Playoff drivers tend to have problems. It happened again. Kansas Speedway, the Hollywood Casino 400, another one that just going to leave everybody from this racetrack with a smile on their face.
Well, Todd mentioned the Roval. May not be a lot of smiling next week. Our friends at the Performance Racing Network will have coverage of the Roval next weekend and the following weekend after that at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We will rejoin you at Talladega Super Speedway, Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 19th. We'll have triple event coverage with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, Love's RV Stop 225 on the NASCAR Racing Network. We'll have the United Rentals 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series on Saturday, October 18th, and the Yellowwood 500 on Sunday, October 19th. That's going to wrap up our coverage here from Kansas. We invite you to join us for NASCAR Live Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. Crew call on Wednesday with Steve Post and Todd Gordon. I'll have NASCAR Live wide open, another download available for you on Thursday. I'd like to thank the voices you heard on the broadcast today. Dave Moody was in turns 1 and 2. Kurt Becker in turns 3 and 4. Steve Post and Chris Wilner had us coverage in the pits, the garage, and the care center. For Todd Gordon and Alex Hayden, I'm Mike Bagley. We congratulate Hendrick Motorsports and Chase Elliott, winners of the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas. So long, everybody.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of practice and pole qualifying for the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by ESPN Bet, has come to you from Kansas Speedway. Brought to you by Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway. Your place to play in KC. By Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Beef-A-Roo. Famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beef-A-Roo. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Craftsman, runs long, works great, won't slow you down. The Craftsman V20 brushless RP lineup, built for the backyard and beyond. See craftsman.com for details. By eBay, all the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Jack Links, craving something bold? Try new Jack Links Duos, two jerky flavors in one pack. By GoodRx, for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to GoodRx.com. By National Debt Relief, helping you become debt-free. By Progressive, save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. By T-Mobile, by Wendy's. Get Wendy's 2 for $8 JBC meal deal. Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Kansas Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers. Associate producer, Trey Downey. Broadcast engineer, Andy Tebow. Audio engineer, Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
when she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. And pretty soon the boys would come running. It's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You should.